shocking blue was a Dutch rock band from The Hague that existed from 1967 to 1974. Their biggest hit, Venus, went to number one on the Billboard's Hot 100 in February 1970. Venus was written by Robbie Van Leeuwen. Rumor has it that Leeuwen used the song The Banjo Man by the band The Big Three as a main inspiration. It can be said that both main guitar licks as well as the vocal melody in The Big Three song and Venus share striking similarities. From 1961 until 1977, founded in Detroit, Michigan in 1959, the Supremes began as a quartet called the Primettes. Founding members Florence Ballard, Mary Wilson, Diana Ross, and Betty McGlowan, all from the Bruce Douglas Public Housing Project in Detroit, were the sister act to the Primes, later known as the Temptations. In 1960, Barbara Martin replaced McGowan, and the group signed with Motown in 1961 as the Supremes. Martin left at the end of 1961, and Ross, Ballard, and Wilson carried on as a trio. Berry Gordy renamed the group Diana Ross and the Supremes in 1967 and replaced Ballard with Cindy Birdsong. Ross left the group in 1970 for a solo career. The Supremes ended an 18-year run and disbanded in 1977. Baby Love was the number one song on the Billboard Hot 100 Singles Charts for 4 weeks, from October 25th, 1964, to November 21st, 1964, and was recorded for the Motown label. Written and produced by Motown's main production team, Holland Dozier Holland, Baby Love was the Supremes' most successful single. English singer born and raised in London. He was a member of the Jeff Beck group and the Faces. He was also briefly in a band entitled Roddy Rod and the Dynamic Duo, and very early in his career, Stewart briefly joined an early version of the Kinks, the Ray Davies Quartet, as lead singer. He performed with the group at least on one occasion, but was soon dropped due to complaints about his voice from John Stewart's mother.
phone just to save you from being alone. You stole my soul, and that's a pain I can do without. All I needed was a friend to lend a guiding hand, but you turned into a lover and mother. What a lover you wore me out. All you did was wreck my bed, and in the morning kicked me in the head. Oh, Maggie, I couldn't have tried anymore. You led me away from home, 'cause you didn't wanna be alone. You stole my heart, I couldn't leave you if I tried.
Kenneth Dwight, a.k.a. Elton John, has sold more than 250 million albums, hundreds of millions of singles, making him one of the most successful artists of all time. He has more than 50 top 40 hits, including 7 consecutive number 1 U.S. albums, 59 top 40 singles, 16 top 10s, 4 number 2 hits, and 9 number 1 hits. In 2004, Rolling Stone magazine ranked Elton John number 49 on their list of immortal 100 greatest artists of all time. An interesting piece of trivia is that early in his career, John would do session plays. One of his sessions was playing piano on the Hollies. He ain't heavy, he's my brother. The pop song Daniel came off the 1973 album Don't Shoot Me, I'm Only the Piano Player. It was written by John and his lyricist Bernie Taupin. In the United States, the song reached number 2 on the pop charts. Bernie Taupin wrote Daniel while inspired by the events of the Vietnam War. The lyrics describe a fictional veteran who was blinded as a result of the war and travels to Spain to escape those around him at home, including his brother, from whose point of view the story is told. Female Philly soul and disco vocal music group formed in 1963 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The original members were Fayette Pickney, Shirley Potter, and Linda Turner. Best known for their hits on Philadelphia International, the Three Degrees had several hits in the mid-1970s, the biggest of which was the UK number one and number two U.S. single, When Will I See You Again, released in 1973, but did not become a hit until 1974. A well-known fan of the group is Prince Charles, who invited them to perform at Buckingham Palace for his 30th birthday. Electric Light Orchestra, also known as ELO, were a rock group of the 1970s and 80s from Birmingham, England, who were originally intended to be as a side project for the established rock band The Move. The band also holds the record for having the most Billboard Top 40 hits of any band in U.S. history without ever having a number one single. The group's name is intended to be a pun based not only on the electric light, but also using electric rock instruments combined with a light orchestra. Orchestras with only a few cellos and violins, which were popular in Britain during the 1960s. An interesting fact about the band's first album released in the U.S. This was the band's first album in the U.K., and it was known as Electric Light Orchestra. However, when a U.S. executive secretary inquired about the band's album's name, she misunderstood the response of Electric Light Orchestra, thinking that this, again, was the band's name, and put in her notes that she had received no answer to her inquiry. According to Jeff Lynn, Evil Woman was the quickest he had ever written in 30 minutes, originally intended as a filler for the group's Face the Music album. The song placed in the top 10 on both sides of the Atlantic. A piece of song trivia is the lyrics, "There is a hole in my head where the rain comes in," is a tribute to the Beatles song, Fixing a Hole. It's well known that Lynn is an unabashed Beatles fan.
You made a fool of me, but that broken dream has got you
Starr, born January 21, 1942, died in April 2, 2003. Born Charles Edwin Hatcher in Nashville, Tennessee, is most famous for his Norman Whitfield production of Motown singles of the 70s, most notably the number one hit, War, an anti-Vietnam War protest song of the 1970s. A rousing tour de force, the vocals to War were, according to Starr, recorded in one take, an accomplishment which most modern artists would view with some apprehension. In explanation, however, Starr remains characteristically modest, explaining that he had not been allotted very much studio time, and so he gave everything he had to make the song his best shot.
Yeah. What is it good for?
Absolutely
nothing.
Uh-huh.
Five-Man Electric Band was a rock group from Ottawa, Canada, best known for their 1971 hit Signed Signs, was originally released in 1970 as the B-side to the unsuccessful single Hello Melinda Goodbye. Re-released in 1971 on the A-side, Sign reached number 3 in the Billboard chart. The group disbanded in 1975 to pursue solo career.
And the sign said, long-haired freaky people need not apply. So I tucked my hair up under my hat, and I went in to ask him why. He said, you look like a fine, upstanding young man, I think you do. So I took off my hat, I said, imagine that, cut me, working for you. Oh,
sign, sign, everywhere a sign,
blocking out the scenery,
breaking my mind.
Do this, don't do that, can't you read? Shot on sight. So I jumped on the fence and I yelled at the house, hey, what gives you the right? Put up a fence to keep me out, or to keep Mother Nature in. If God was here, he'd tell you to your face, man, you're some kind of sinner.
Membership card to get inside.
Steeler's Wheel was a British folk rock band formed in Paisley, Scotland in 1972 by former school friends Joe Egan and Jerry Rafferty. In the beginning of the 1970s, the band was considered as the British version of Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young, and after two unsuccessful singles, came to worldwide fame with their hit Stuck in the Middle with You. The track is in the style of Bob Dylan and the Beatles, and it reached the top 10 of the singles chart in Great Britain and the U.S. in 1973, and sold over 1 million copies on a worldwide basis. After frequent changes in the lineup, Steeler's Wheel broke up in 1975. An interesting trivia bit is that former Spooky Tooth member Luther Grosvenor, later of Mott the Hoople, participated in the recording of the little-known track Everything Will Turn Out Fine and replaced Steeler's Wheel band member Rafferty, who left the band for quite some time.
Scared in case I'll
Before his solo career, BJ, Billy Joe Thomas, was with the musical group The Triumphs. Thomas achieved mainstream success in 1968 with the single Hooked on a Feeling, which featured the sound of an electric sitar. Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head was the number one song on the Billboard's Hot 100 list in the United States in January of 1970. And in 1975, Thomas released the album Reunion, which contained what would become his second number one hit single, Hey Won't You Play, another Somebody Done Somebody Wrong song. Later hits included Just Can't Help Believing, which rose to number nine on the Billboard's chart in 1970, and Mighty Clouds of Joy. The Cascades were an American vocal group best known for their hit single Rhythm of the Rain in 1963, which has been described as one of the last great songs of the pre-Beatles era. In early 1960, incarnations of the band was the Silver Strands, which was a group of U.S. Navy personnel serving on the USS Jason based in San Diego, led by guitarist Len Green. They recruited John Gummo and left the Navy to become the Thunder Notes. Early recordings didn't do too well, and Green left shortly thereafter. At this point, the group's membership consolidated as John Gummo, lead vocals, Eddie Snyder, guitar, David Sisbo, keyboardist, David Stevens, bassist, and Dave Wilson, drummer. The group then started to grow more interested in vocal harmony, influenced by the Beach Boys, and signed with Barry D. Borzon at Valiant Records, a subsidiary of Warner Brothers, who is credited with changing their name to The Cascades, supposedly inspired by a nearby box of detergent. Favorite song from the 60s or 70s that you would like to have played, please feel free to write. My email is phantomtracks@gmail.com. Also, I'm always hungry for songs and band info, so if you have some really neat facts about a band or about their songs, feel free to send it along. Thanks for listening.
Silver in my tambourine. Help a poor man fill a pretty dream. Give me pennies, I'll take anything. Now listen while I play my green tambourine. Watch the jingle jangle start to shine. Reflections. green tambourine. Tambourine.